Broadcasting live from the Cobb Galleria Center, it's the Kids Business Expo. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hello, everybody. Once again, on behalf of Business Radio X, live here at the Kids Business Expo from the Cobb Galleria Center, I'm Ryan Redhawk, alongside my co-host, Max Cantor. Hello, Max.
Hello. You know, I think I need a nickname.
I think so, too. We'll come up with that Mad Max or something. We'll sit down afterwards and talk about that for sure. And so our next guest, it's a pleasure to introduce Mr. Jeff Sheehan. Hello, sir.
Hello. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for a living.
Ryan, I'm a serial entrepreneur. Downsized about 5.5 years ago from a very, very large Japanese electronics manufacturer.
Nice.
And since that time, I've been reinventing myself, involved in multiple entrepreneurial ventures. Also run a career ministry here in Atlanta.
Nice.
At Holy Spirit Catholic Church. And have written a book called Hired, Paths to Employment in the Social Media Era. It's out on Amazon now.
Okay.
And it's doing quite well. And it's really an A to Z guide to how to find a job in this
area. Got to cover it all. Sounds good.
But also speaker, radio show host. I have my own high-tech marketing radio show.
Lovely.
So a lot of different things.
Good deal.
How did you get involved in the business industry?
I've been in the business industry for many decades. And I've worked with and for some of the world's largest companies, including Intel, Apple, Hewlett-Packard, Dell, Cisco Systems.
That's some name dropping right there for sure.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
So, been very interesting career.
What brings you here to the Kids Business Expo this afternoon?
Well, I wanted to come and actually check it out because, I have an entrepreneurial bent, proclivity, and really enjoy seeing what's going on in the entrepreneurial space.
That's good. And this is a great place to see some of the youth getting involved with entrepreneurship here today.
Yeah, absolutely. Some great ideas. Some of these kids have so much energy. And I really think that given the way things are going, if you're not an entrepreneur, you really have a lot of problems in this day and age.
Okay, yeah.
Are you an entrepreneur? You said you're an entrepreneur yourself?
Yes, correct.
What was the very first business that you created?
The first business I had was a paper route.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
Just going way back there. That's a throwback right there.
No, absolutely. Just like Warren Buffett. Yeah. And I just found out Hoda Kotb, she's on NBC.
Yes.
She's been a reporter and what have you. I found out she was also delivered newspapers. So it's just a small fraternity of
people.
And
you probably did that on a bicycle back then, right?
I did on a bike, and I was with a shopping cart and trudging through the snow up in Boston.
Yeah, these days everybody's got a van. It's heated, comfortable seats.
Right.
It's not like it was in the old days.
And for our younger listeners, news used to be delivered on paper.
Right,
I know some people here probably don't know that.
That's right. That's good. And so, what are some of the feedback you're getting from some of these young entrepreneurs? What drives them and what motivates them?
They just seem to be determined with regard. I think the junior achievement actually is playing a pivotal role in some of the things that they're doing,
and
structuring that environment within schools so that they can become entrepreneurs.
Yeah, and I guess some of the themes I'm kind of seeing here today is passion, really. Passion, creativity, and that's what gets these kids started. And then the business comes after that. You know, if you find what you love in life, starting the business seems to just kind of fall in place. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, some of the stories they talked about this morning during the keynote, some of those stories of some of these kids, it's just absolutely phenomenal. There was a young boy there that was actually an app developer. He's making tens of thousands of dollars already with regard to the apps. I don't think he's 15 years of age.
Wow, I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
So speaking of apps, I know you said you have close to 300,000 Twitter followers.
Correct.
How did you get all those followers?
I've actually worked my tail off for a number of years now.
Yeah.
And the main reason I did it is I wanted to write a book. The book was going to be in the marketing area originally, but then it developed so much content as a result of volunteer activity, talking about LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and Google to various church groups throughout the greater Atlanta area and business groups with regard to social media in general. Decided to take that material that myself and the co-author had accumulated and produce a book on Hired.
So would you agree, I've heard this in the past, and you can maybe chime in on this, is there's so much power in the retweet. Retweet those people who have more followers than you, and then you can gain some of their followers, and you build success that way. Would you agree?
No, absolutely, without question. But the thing is, the main thing is connect with people.
Okay.
If you just go out there and you arbitrarily tweet away, you don't connect with people, don't engage with them, then you're not going to get anywhere.
That's right.
And pick the other thing is pick your own target audience. Who do you really want to attract?
Okay.
Because the fact that The numbers mean something, but it's really the quality of the followers that really means a lot.
That's some good inside information there. Now, and so for our listeners, if you want to tweet us, we're at Business Radio X. Also here at the Kids Business Expo, we are at Kids Business EXP. So no O on the end of that. And we're running the hashtag today, KBE2015, for the Kids Business Expo 2015. Jeff, please tell our listeners how they can find you on Twitter or any other
information.
They can
find me on Twitter at Jeff Sheehan. I'm out there. You'll find me. You can find me on LinkedIn at JeffSheehan2010. And my email is JeffSheehan2010@gmail.com. And the book site is HireTheBook.com.
Excellent. Thank you, sir, for being a guest here today.
And for Ryan Redhawk, I'm Max Cantor, joined here with Jeff Sheehan here at the Kids Business Expo 2015. We'll be right back.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.